Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to another Invest with Clarity podcast with Chuck and Mark. Today we are going into part two of The Lost Art of the Art of Investing. Chuck, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Great to be with you as always. And Mark, I think we got a really good one here for our audience.
Excellent.
As you said, you got it. What else would you expect, right? We talked last time about the art of investing versus the science of investing. Today, in the second part, we're going to kind of split this, Mark. We're going to ask the question, will AI, artificial intelligence, replace financial advisors / portfolio managers? And you're going to love this piece. We're going to dive into the long-standing ETF, exchange-traded fund, that has used artificial intelligence to select the securities. AIEQ is the ticker symbol. For those of you at home, and we would love to delve into this in a greater detail, Mark. So I know you're going to be on being your best, my friend, and I'm going to read to you what I thought was a pretty good snippet of an article. It came from an article called A Wealth of Common Sense, right? And I love your, what's your quote about common sense before we start this? I love it. I don't want to mangle it.
Common sense is uncommon. And
you,
man,
got
we not live in a world of that right now.
You got it, my friend.
This is uncommon. I'm ready to go on this one. I've got a little bit of pent up angst for this podcast. So buckle up, Matt.
Okay.
It may get a little giddy around here.
We would expect nothing less, my friend. So here we go. So will everyone have their own AI advisor that creates and executes a financial plan on their behalf? Do we need John Connor? If you remember John Connor, right? That was the Terminator, right? To go back in time to save the financial advisor profession from this technology. This article, right? I'd actually go the other way. If AI lives up to its promise, it eventually is going to become a commodity that everyone has access to. That only increases the value of human advice. Howard Lindzen has said it before. There is no such thing as information overload. We talked about this last time, Mark. Only filter failure. Well, if AI ends up becoming the subtotal of human knowledge, which we believe it has come, then the best advisors are going to be the ones who are able to filter out the right information for clients in concert with their technology. We would see it as a complement where the best advisors, as always, would use new technology, become more efficient. It will allow them to focus on the stuff that really matters. The thing about financial advice is that there are a few decisions, Mark, and here's what I'm going to tip it to you, where the answer is black or white, right or wrong. Many of the best financial decisions exist in the shade of gray. So take it away, my friend.
Well, there's no question that a lot of financial decisions are in the gray, money management in the gray. And I hate to say this, and I'm sure Matt will probably opine on this for a moment, but I hate to say this, but there, you have to understand that there is a little bit of an element of luck in money management and planning. And I say luck because there are variables that no one can predict or control, including a computer. And so a couple of things that I want to just start out with at the beginning of this podcast. Number one, human beings were created in a manner to thrive on relationships.
Absolutely.
To rely on interaction with other humans. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. People are built to have human interaction. And AI will never give you human interaction. As we talked about in the last podcast, AI is the zeros and the ones. It is the science behind the whole investment and planning process. And while AI may be right in many areas, AI cannot predict, just like humans cannot predict. They can look at variables and say, These are certain scenarios that could happen. But at the end of the day, you can't predict a 9/11. You cannot predict a COVID-19. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it'll boil down to humans will require human interaction during black swan events, during periods of things that happen that you cannot prepare for. And so I'm an adamant believer, while we discussed AI and it's not going to replace the advisor, I believe there will be a place for both. But at the end of the day, it will still boil down to human interaction, which means, bluntly, bottom line, the human will still ultimately be looking for ultimate clarity, whether it's from a human or from a computer.
Mark, I love what you said, and I didn't know that you were going to touch upon this, but human interaction and how we were created. I was watching last night, believe it or not, a documentary on, through periods of just human history, the greatest form of torture, I mean greatest, the harshest I should say, is isolation or solitary confinement. There's 100%. Very few human beings that can undertake that.
Yes.
And it's very simple to do, right? You lock somebody basically with no windows in a cage and you just throw them food. It's one of the harshest forms. So I think you nailed it right there. I want to ask you, I'm going to give you six scenarios, and I want to see if you can get the answer. The same answer exists for all of these, and it's only two words. So what you just said. So if you're sitting down with a client, you're managing their money, and they ask you this question: what's the right asset allocation? What's a safe withdrawal rate for my portfolio? Today, Mark, should I invest the extra money or pay off my mortgage? What's the right type of insurance for my needs? Do I have enough to buy that vacation home or that Lamborghini? Can I retire early? Given my financial situation, am I going to be okay? What would be a good answer, do you think, for that? If you had two
words.
Well, in all
those scenarios, I used to say it all the time when people would ask me that question. And the answer is, it depends. And
you nailed it.
Everybody's scenario is a little different. The variables are different in every person's situation, whether it's health, family, job, go down the list. And you can have a lot of different variables. And I think it's important to understand, the more variables you have, the more you need guidance, wisdom, direction, and a human touch to help you get there.
Boy, excellent. So let's take a step further here. I'm going to get into this a little deeper, and then we'll kind of wrap this piece up and we'll move on to this AI EQ, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to read you just a piece from this article written at A Wealth of Common Sense. So good financial advisors and portfolio managers know how to mix probability, statistics, and financial data with common sense, empathy, and behavioral psychology. I think that's what you just said. The value of a good advisor, portfolio manager, comes from things like trust, effective communication, setting realistic expectations, having a deep understanding of your clients, diagnosing a problem before providing a prescription and clarifying life goals. So here's what I want to bring to you. Good advisors, portfolio managers, know when to talk and when to listen, the asking of the right questions at the right time. So speak a little bit about that component of listening and truly understanding, again, that human interaction that most likely no computer or robot will ever be able to undertake.
Well, I think the word that you have to think about as a foundational word to that is communication. We are not only created to have human interaction, but we're also created to communicate in different ways. You think about a blind person, how do they communicate?
Yeah.
You think about a deaf person, how do they communicate? You think about a financial advisor talking to a client. Clients are different. How does the advisor adapt and communicate? There are different, I learned many years ago, there's different personality types. Different personality types, drivers. Matt, you know this stuff. Drivers, expressives, amiables, and analyticals. And in all four of those scenarios, they require being communicated to differently. It's not one and zeros. It's not X's and O's. It is a process of understanding how the human wants, and more importantly, how the human needs to be communicated to. And so different clients will require different types of communication to them on the facts, on the goals, on the ideas, on the variables associated not only with their money management, but also the advice that the advisor or planner is going to give them. And as you know, life every day changes. People on a daily basis have news given to them that was unexpected. And that requires the first phone call is not going to be to my computer. It's going to be to my advisor to tell me, help me. And frankly, maybe not even say a word, but just to listen. And those are variables that will, I think AI will open the eyes of people, advisors, that will actually bring them greater value to leading their clients than less value.
Boy, I love what you said. I had read an article, Mark, recently that talked about the invention of the telephone and Alexander Graham Bell back in the, you know, the latter part of the 19th century. And the pundits were cheering on the technology, but at the same time, they were making postulations about the fact that this was going to totally eradicate this, the invention of the telephone, any need for face-to-face conversation. Right. So I'm going to, if you take that, I'm going to lead into this last part here, and then we'll pivot. I want to get your, because I know many people don't realize that you started out in the technology side of the business. And I would call you an expert in that area. So I want to just read this and get your thoughts picking up here at the end of this article here. Again, a wealth of common sense. Improved technology will only make the human element more important. Listen, it's almost silly to predict what's going to happen with AI. Most of the forecasts people are making right now are going to look silly with the benefit of hindsight. There will always be a place for the human element of financial advisors and portfolio managers. Here's the key that I'd like you to speak to. The best ones have always known how to mix the best of human elements with the best elements of technology. So just speak to that. Again, somebody who is always implementing cutting-edge technology with the human element of portfolio management and just communication with human beings. Please right. just speak to that, if you don't mind.
Well, yes, I started out in the technology business. Ironically, interestingly enough, my degree is actually in communications. And I graduated from the University of Minnesota with a degree in communications. And I often use the joke, there were three disciplines of the communications major at the University of Minnesota when I went eons ago. Number one was broadcasting, of course. Well, I was too ugly to be a broadcaster. And number two was rhetoric, which bored the tears out of me. I didn't want to sit and debate and study the whole rhetorical aspect of communication with people. And number three was persuasion. And I chose the element of persuasion. And from there, I went into the technology space. And then from there, of course, as you know, I quit my job. And 3 days later, started out as an independent financial advisor. So I started in the business as a financial advisor, meeting face-to-face with people, and but had that technology background. It is not an element of either or. It is not an element of you're a great financial advisor and don't need technology, or you have great technology and you don't need a financial advisor. You need both. And they both work together in a chemistry that allows you to have the greatest impact on leading your clients. Because what clients are ultimately looking for is leadership from their advisor. They're looking for them to make them feel like they've made the right decisions, if they've made the right decisions. They want their advisor to tell them that they haven't made the right decision. A lot of people want to be just told they're going to be okay. And again, this gets back to the four personality types of how you should communicate to your client based on how they are created, how they think, how they act, what their philosophies are, what their religious beliefs are, whatever it may be. understanding, the more you understand about that client, the better you are able to communicate. Technology provides you access to information. It provides you, as an advisor, access to scale. Because if you're a very good financial advisor, you want technology so you have the ability to see as many of your clients as you possibly can. And if you can't see your clients, you want to be able to have technology that allows you to provide communication to them via email, via social media, via your staff, whatever it may be, to continually lead your clients in helping them accomplish ultimately their financial goals.
Exceptionally well said, my friend. We're going to pivot now, if you don't mind, to unearthing a little bit about the long-standing, and I say long-standing, it's been around a little over 10 years, an exchange-traded fund, ticker symbol AIEQ, probably AI for Artificial Intelligence, EQ, equity. I'm going to read from the prospectus. Take me maybe a couple of minutes to go through this, Mark, and I want you to comment here at when I finish, if you don't mind. So here we go. Artificial intelligence-powered ETF that utilizes IBM Watson to equal a team of 1,000 research analysts, traders, and quants working around the clock. It's the first actively managed ETF to fully utilize artificial intelligence as a method for stock selection, analyzing millions of data points across news, social media, industry, and analyst reports, financial statements on over 6,000 U.S. companies, technical, macro, market data, and more. Harness the power of IBM Watson for machine learning, sentiment, and natural language processing, previously only available, here you go, Mark, to hedge funds and professional trading firms. This method of stock selection is now accessible as a prepackaged solution in an ETF. I'm going to give you one more here, and then I want you to opine. Here's what it says for you, meaning you, the investing public, to consider AIEQ is because it's automated, data-driven investment process. Here you go, Mark, that removes human bias and errors. So I know I shotgunned you there and overloaded you with info, but if you could take a breath there, just I know you're filled up with great comments on this. So take it away.
Well, first of all, money management, portfolio management, leading clients, we believe is not a function of technology. We believe it's a function of communication and clarity. Clarity, ultimate clarity, understanding every aspect of the decisions they're made, how they're made, why they're made in a portfolio, which technology cannot necessarily do. Remember, it is a balance of art and science. And the reality is, when you look at the most successful businesses out there, what's the one common word that people will say or use that enables that business to be successful, or to anyone being successful? That word is leadership. How do you become a great leader? Most people will tell you that great leaders are effective what?
Communicators.
And when you want, I always ask the question, do you want every advantage you possibly can to have your portfolio work as efficiently and effectively as possible? Every single person says, of course I do. I want every advantage I can get. Well, unfortunately, in a AI portfolio, you are not getting all of the potential advantages to help you be a successful investor. And if you're not getting all the advantages you possibly can, then I would say, why would you ever put your money into this type of portfolio? It's like any other portfolio. If you look at mutual funds, you look at exchange traded funds, and of course, this is an exchange traded fund. The reality is that everyone's financial situation is different, which means we are very much proponents of the separately managed account strategy. Every situation is different. You cannot cookie cutter money management. And the only reason why the industry cookie cutters it is to make it easier so that financial advisors can manage all of this money, but you're not giving the investor every advantage they possibly can get to maximize returns, minimize risks, and take advantage of financial opportunities.
Mark, I'm going to give you a couple of metrics here. And you know, you've taught me this over the years. You never sell performance. You rarely speak to it good, bad, or indifferent. But I'm hard-pressed not to bring it up here because of the touting of this fund and its superiority, right, and able to choose companies that should outperform. So let's hold them to their own, if you will, metric. And I'm going to give you a couple of things here. So Morningstar, which is not the tell-all be-all, has a one-star rating on this for our viewers. Five is the best. One means on a risk-adjusted basis it hasn't performed well in its category. Again, that rating system is suspect, but I just had to throw that out. But here's what I want to show you, Mark, or give these statistics to you here. Morningstar takes funds and they put them into a grouping, and they group these in what they call a percentile group ranking. So if you were in the first percentile, it meant that you outperformed 99% of all the other options in that particular area. So this is grouped in with all the other large company funds. So for the 3 months, it's in the 97th percentile. The year to date, it's in the 92nd percentile. The 1 year in the 100th percentile. That means that it outperforms 0% of the competition. 3 year, 89th. In the 5 year, the 97th. We're waiting here for the 10-year number. So based on their own, at least marketing of this product here, I would say that this fund is underperformed. Now, before you get to that, I want to just read another part of this too, because this is part of our process and how unique it is, meaning at Nepsis. So they were critiquing this fund in an article, and it says, the one disadvantage to the model as to why it is underperformed appears to be an exceptionally high level of portfolio turnover reported at 1,708% for the year 2022. This figure can be interpreted as all the fund's holdings being bought and sold more than 17 times during a given year. For AIEQ, it's not quite a high frequency trading system. Here it is. The key, Mark, is the model is entering and exiting positions on almost a daily basis for a variety of unknown reasons. From there, we can look at the latest report of portfolio composition. But keep in mind, I love what it says here, that it will likely be completely different over the next several weeks. What is an investor to think of that? And knowing the SCA process that we use, I'd like you to speak to those two, if you could.
Hey, boy, I got a lot here.
You do.
Before I go into the actual holdings and the fund here, I looked at it for 3 seconds and I can tell you exactly what AI is doing here. And I'll get to that in a second.
Yes.
But first of all, when you invest in the equities market, whether it's a NASDAQ stock, a Dow Jones stock, or an S&P, mid, small, large cap, growth, value, whatever it is, doesn't matter. You are investing in a company. You are investing in a business. You're not a trader. You're an investor. This fund, by looking at the top 10 holdings, and I don't know when this was done, but top 10 holdings were Tesla, Roku, Emerson, DoorDash, AutoZone, Ontario Resources, RH, Plug Power, Blackstone, and Enphase. Out of those 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, minimum 6 of those stocks are pure momentum plays.
Right.
This is a momentum portfolio. Momentum portfolios mean you're in and out. That's not investing. And by the way, if you're a long-term investor, do you really want to be investing in short-term momentum? No flipping way. You want volatility to take advantage of buying more of that company on sale. It is, statistically speaking, success in investing comes from time in an investment, not timing an investment. This is all timing. This is all momentum. Clarity, again, is the key to successful investing. And understanding what you own, why you own it, becomes critical components to helping you accomplish your long-term goals.
Mark, I love this. So we're going to end on this paragraph here, and I want you to, you're going to love this because you're going to hit it out of the park. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read this piece here, and I want you to opine, please.
Yes.
Without knowing the internal details of the AI decision-making process of AIEQ, here's what I love. They'll say, we'll never really know why it missed the mark last year. Of course, you would if you selected a company that just didn't work out, but you can tell me that a little later. One explanation we have is that in 2022, last year, several market themes broke down as inflation sharply surprised to the upside, and the Fed embarked on a historic rate hiking cycle, which added to market volatility. It's possible the AI-powered model was unable to recognize these shifts as they had limited recent precedents. AI, maybe a little black swan event, right? Still, from a high-level perspective, there are similar themes at play. Whether intentionally or not, it appears AIEQ, you nailed it, follows some sort of trend following or has an implicit momentum bias. This means that the artificial intelligence model gathering its millions of data points ends up sticking with winners from recent periods while avoiding recent underperformers. Take it away, my friend, on a silver platter. I know you're chomping.
I mean, I already just went right through all of that right there before you even read that. I mean, I didn't even have to.
I know.
I mean, wow. Yeah, I don't even know what else to add on that. I mean, at the end of the day, I still believe passionately, inherently, as humans need human interaction, as humans live by quality communication. I believe ultimately from a foundational component, clarity will always be the foundation to successful planning and money management, portfolio management. And your whole your whole process of accomplishing your financial and personal goals, we call the road to Nepsis. The road to ultimate clarity. And in that process, you will need a guide. And that guide will guide you through the good times and the bad times. And that guide is your high quality advisor who knows how to communicate physically on the level you need to help you accomplish your goals.
And may I add one thing, while leveraging whatever that latest technology is at the same time.
100%. Always, yeah. Technology will be a critical component to making that happen.
Thank you, Mark. Matt, I'm going to pass it back to you, my friend, to close us out. And thanks again for having us.
This is the most warm and fuzzy podcast I think I've heard either of you guys do. You guys are talking about emotion and power of communication and
don't
human
tell
connection.
Any of my friends.
I know, man. But here's the deal. This is the necessity, a necessary conversation that needs to happen because people seem to think that AI is going to solve every single solitary problem. And right. We already know, I mean, that mutual fund or ETF, whatever the heck that was, they're not doing great, right? So obviously that's not working to the best of its ability, but even though AI can create art, it's not art. You know what I mean?
Correct.
I mean, there's a heart component to all of this that as of now, AI isn't even close or even in the same universe that we are as humans. And so this is such a great opportunity for all of you. Listen, if there was a podcast, a two-part series that you needed to share, this is a really good one because we're talking about very timely, topical ideas here that everybody is having a conversation about. You need to be sharing this with your friends and family because these conversations need to have. I want to thank you both for giving me the warm fuzzies today with all of the nice, wonderful things you said about humans and the human connection. Because you know what? That is truly what it is. A lot of things can be commoditized, but what can't be is that leadership and that trust. So for Mark and for Chuck, this is Matt Haller, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor.